just enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we got the whole gang here today. We got McKenzie back from Miami.
Oh, man. I had the time of my life. I can't believe I'm still alive.
Really? Honestly. Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad you're here, too.
It was phenomenal.
Awesome. We also got Liv the Web Girl here. What up, Liv?
Hello.
Producer Pork Chop in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking like he's in Star Wars. And somewhere in the deep, dark corner of our studio, intern Chloe Money.
Chloe Money, baby. She's here. I was so excited.
You can just be like, huzzah!
She's like, there we go. It's a Monday.
Yes, it is. And we have got so much to do. We'll tell you about that in a second, but let's catch up. McKenzie, you say you barely survived. You're barely here. What happened?
Dude, okay, so I got to Miami. First of all, American Airlines lost my bag. So that was a bum. And I had like all Miami wardrobe. So started off a little rocky, got in, and then I was like, I'm not chancing it. So I Ubered back to the airport because they put it on a different flight, but I found my bag. So when it came around the carousel, I was like, yes! So it got there at 7. So I felt like I was in college again, went out Friday night like at 11, started the night. Let's just say I got in at like 8 a.m. Saturday morning. It was crazy. But Miami is just like a different machine. Like we went to Live, which is in Fountain Blue. Do you know Pauly Shore? Some celeb sightings.
Yes.
Pauly Shore. I saw Food God, who's Jonathan, who's one of Kim Kardashian's best friends. They were right next to us with bottle service. Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex. Miami, it was 85. It was beautiful, but it is just a party hard scene.
I'm tired. Really 11 o'clock. You should be going to bed by then. So late at night.
It was fun. I needed that. It was a great getaway.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your weekend?
My weekend was fun. It was really kind of busy. I was at my boyfriend's parents' house for a majority of the weekend, which is always fun. And it's just kind of like, honestly, a nice, like, tranquil getaway because they live on, like, a lot of land. So
that's what I need, like, this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere. So it's just nice and fun. It was so fun. And then yesterday, I was tailgating, and that was an absolute blast.
Sunday fun day.
All right,
absolutely.
Dope.
Absolutely.
What about you, Chaps? How's your weekend?
I had a good weekend. I made the most money I've ever made in one day serving at the steakhouse, so that was nice. I was double, though. I was there from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., no break.
Ugh, that's a long day.
But it was worth it?
Yes, definitely good. Very much worth it. Yesterday, Sunday, was just a chill, relaxed day. I think me and my boyfriend woke up at like 11 a.m., we went out, did like a nature walk thing, had some lunch, some dinner, and then ended up going to bed at like 7 p.m., last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Good for you.
So we were only up for like 8 hours yesterday. And then what did I do Friday? Honestly, I don't remember. It couldn't have been that crazy if I don't remember, right?
Probably not, unless you blacked out.
Did you play any video games?
No, we didn't. What did I do Friday, guys? I don't know.
Maybe you guys watch YouTube videos. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what you did. I started watching, I guess it's like a little mini series, and I'll probably be into it this week for Netflix, but it's called, like, I believe, like, The Devil Next Door or something like that.
Ooh.
But it's really good, and I'll talk more about it later on if I know all the facts, but it's about a guy, yeah, it's called The Devil Next Door, and it's about this guy that apparently was, like, a huge, terrible person, like, during, like the Nazis. Mm. He was a guy that killed people, but, like, he was this dude that lived in America. And, like, nobody thought anything of it until, like, they tracked him down. But it's like, did he really do it? He's saying he's not this evil guy, but it's a crazy story. We started watching that yesterday. But what else did we do this weekend? Hung out with the wife. Sold a bunch of stuff. Like on the side, I flipped stuff online just to make a profit. You know?
Oh, nice.
Like I'll buy it for like 10 bucks and sell it for 30 or 40 just to make a little money here and there. We did a bunch of that yesterday, just trying to declutter and, I don't know, just get crap cleaned up. It's been like just busy, like just trying to, you know, get things set around our place. Actually, my wife Lindsay's coming on the phone today. We have a big life announcement.
Yes, the big announcement.
So yeah, you've been talking about this for 3 weeks. If this better be huge. If it's not, I'm going to be ticked.
I've talked behind the scenes about it for several weeks. I mentioned it on air last week.
I think you mentioned it on air like 3 times in the last 3 weeks. I remember you saying something big you can't talk about. You've definitely said it on the air like 3 times.
And Joe, exactly what time should everyone be listening for this huge announcement?
After Murder Monday. We'll do it around 7:50, 6:50 Central today.
Okay, you don't want to miss it. We honestly have no idea. It's not like we know and then we're going to reveal. Joe has been teasing us as well. We have no idea what it is.
I just feel like I have to wait. So my wife Lindsay will come on and we will make that announcement. So other than that, yeah, how was your weekend? You can let us know. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie working on the tee this morning. What do you got coming up?
Ooh, your People's Choice Awards. Winners, losers, and icon of the year. Plus, Drake and Madonna booed off stage. I'll tell you why.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with your 2019 People's Choice Awards. Went down last night, and pretty cool, Kevin Hart, he made his first public appearance since his horrific accident, and he accepted the award for Comedy Act of the Year.
First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family, I want to thank my wife, my kids.
Aw, it was so great to see him. Zendaya accepted the award for Female Movie Star of the Year. Robert Downey Jr. from Male Movie Star. Gwen Stefani got the award for Fashion Icon.
My favorite thing in my life was to go to the fabric store with my mom and pick out, you know, different looks and do different Christmas looks. It was always there. So the fact that this is happening right now is hard to imagine because it's just what I do.
Aw, her man Blake Shelton got the award for Country Artist of the Year. Pink got People's Champion Award. Jimmy Fallon for Nighttime Talk Show. And the Kardashians got the award for Reality Show of the Year.
Wow, thank you guys so much. This means so much because, you know, you guys, the fans, voted for this. And this means everything to us.
And they have been on for, get this, 18 seasons.
Oh, I believe it.
Isn't that wild? They keep churning them out. And Jen Aniston accepted the award for the People's Icon of 2019. So go, Jen. Very cool. Well, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, their new version of Baby, It's Cold Outside is out.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
I can call you.
So they have redone the lyrics. They have updated the outdated subject matter that people find very offensive in the original version. And in this, they have the man calling an Uber, respecting her decision to leave if she wants to. What do we think about this?
I get the idea. I like the idea, of course, respect your decision, but you don't change the song. Obviously, the song was for a certain time that it was out. I saw the daughter of the guy that recorded the original song. I forget his name.
Right.
But she's like, hey, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, go get your own song and write your own thing. Like, they destroyed his song. I'm sorry. Like, I think it sucks. That's me personally. Like, I agree with the idea in there, but I think everybody would never say, well, I like the thought and the message of the old song, like, where it's like, do what you need to do. Of course not. Of course not.
I respect your mind and your body. I mean, it is a fabulous message, but it's
terrible
just different.
Song.
It's
terrible just song. Well, who's playing that or downloading that?
I don't know.
Who wants
I
that?
Will.
You will? That's a terrible song, Liv. That's a terrible song.
We can talk about
good
that
message,
later.
Terrible song.
Good message. We're not sure about the song yet. Well, Drake, got booed off stage. He was forced to cut short. He was had a set at this creator's camp vlog festival, basically, and then he got majorly booed.
If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
So, I don't know what the deal, why they were totally booing him, but they were not feeling him, and he cut it short. He was such a gentleman, and he was like, hey, I still love you guys. I go by the name of Drake. And then he just ended his set early because he wasn't feeling the vibe. He cut 20 minutes off a show, which is done. So they were not feeling love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they were booing you, my man. They were booing.
It was in L.A., so it's kind of weird that they didn't like him. But.
I don't know. It's hard when you have like certain acts and the other people are like, I don't care about you. I want the other person. Like, wait a minute.
Wait, what about me? Also booed Madonna. Her fans very upset because she was super, super late to a show. The concert originally scheduled for 8:30 p.m., then changed to 10:30 p.m. They were not having it.
Here's something that you all need to understand, and that is that a queen is never late.
That's why, I'm sorry, I can't stand Madonna. Like, that is rude. I don't care who you are, a singer, like, or a rapper, country artist. You have a show at 8:30, be there at 8:30.
Yeah, well, even got worse because she honestly didn't take the stage. This was the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace until 12:30. So, like, they moved the time back from 8:30 to 10:30, and then she actually didn't get on stage until 12:30. And people, there's actually a lawsuit because people are very upset because, I mean, you pay a lot of money to see these acts in Vegas. And, yeah. Like, if you have other plans, you can't make it. What if someone came in and I don't know how to catch a flight later? So she says the queen, she arrives when she wants, but... got booed. People upset.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up next, going to get your day started. Actually, your week started off right. Monday Motivation. We like to share some positive stories and some positive messages. So don't go anywhere. It's coming up in about 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
If you're feeling good, say yeah!
Yeah!
Monday Motivation. It's going down right here. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Well, luckily, we don't have to worry about scheduling issues too often here on the show. We know we have to be here, you know, at a certain time. The show ends, and this is when we're allowed to go home. Well, if you work another job where hours are scheduled and you're supposed to be there, such as at the Waffle House, it's kind of important that the schedules are proper. There was an issue causing a Waffle House in Birmingham, Alabama, and it made it so they were short-staffed. How short-staffed? Well, they only had one person. The guy's name was Ben. He showed up last Saturday night. Poor Ben. And he had to, you know, deal with all the craziness. It's a Saturday. People are drunk. You want your, you know, your Waffle House and your food. Well, guess what? Ben was all by himself, and he had to take everyone's orders, do all the cooking, bust the tables, and wash the dishes. This dude was totally overwhelmed, understandably.
Ben.
Around midnight, an older gentleman came in. As he was eating, he stood up, asks for an apron, got behind the counter, and started helping Ben out. Two other customers saw this, so of course, once you start one thing, other people will jump in. They help, so Ben ended up getting behind the counter, cooking the food. This one lady in heels is like busting the tables. This other old man in the apron was helping out with the food orders.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, that's pretty dope, and I hope Ben gets a raise. He should be a manager.
Do you know how many labor laws, insurance laws, and health laws were probably violated?
I was going to say, I don't think that's legal, but I think it's very sweet.
Hey, did you guys breaking all the rules? Shut it down.
No, you're right about that. I'm surprised. But you know what, though? When you're that hungry and drunk, I don't care. Get me my food. So shout out to Ben and all the people helping out doing their thing. Mackenzie, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
I think this is so cool. There's a new UCLA Institute will study and spread kindness. So get this. UCLA, they have this new, it's the launch of the world's first research institute on kindness. It'll explore, for instance, how and why being nice to others reduces depression, risk of cancer, and cardiovascular disease. It's such a profound effect. The Institute's work will focus on three themes: the root of kindness, how to promote it, and how to use it as therapeutic intervention to improve mental and physical health. So I always say, I'm sure you've seen the little cute thing that's like, kindness is free, doesn't cost a thing, sprinkle it everywhere. It's true, and it benefits you just to be kind.
Yeah, and you can kill people with it.
That's right.
Kill them with kindness.
That's right, and a smile.
And Liv the Web Girl, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
So mine is actually about John Cena. So John Cena is playing in that new movie, Playing with Fire. He's the lead role, and it's about firefighters. And so he said he's been doing all of these interviews, and of course people ask him about firefighters and first responders. And he always says, you know, yeah, they're my heroes. And he said he wanted to show more than just talk and really do something for them. So he donated $500,000 to the first responders and the firefighters in California right now, beating those fires those wildfires. And so then not only did he do that, but today is Veterans Day. And so he made a pact a couple of weeks ago saying that he was going to match every donation that was made to FitOps, which is a veterans organization preventing veteran suicide. And he has donated $1 million to them.
That's absolutely incredible. And I will mention it is 11-11. It is a very lucky day. If you want to manifest, put things into the universe, today's a good day.
All right, that is your Monday Motivation here on Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up in two songs, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. Of course, we're going to talk about Veterans Day. If you know a veteran, we want to make sure they get some deals. There's all kinds of great places out there for that. Turkeys run amok, and it's going to be cold across the country. Joe's Need to Know News, it's coming up. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. The National Weather Service is forecasting 170, gosh, that's a lot, potential daily record cold highs, which is funny because it's the high, but it's cold. But yeah, temperatures in the U.S. today, all the way to Wednesday, due to an Arctic blast. High temperatures today may be stuck in the teens and 20s in the Midwest and around the Great Lakes. It could be the coldest Veterans Day on record in cities such as Chicago and Minneapolis by Tuesday. It could be so cold in the Northeast, Ohio Valley, and portions of the South. Highs may only get into the 30s as far south as Alabama.
Woo! No, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Speaking of Veterans Day, it is Veterans Day, so thanks to all the men and women that have served and protected.
Yes, and shout out to my little Lucy. I can't make it because I'm here, but she has an awesome little musical and a play that they're doing for Veterans Day. So she's all decked out in her. She's been practicing her lines all weekend. She was rehearsing with me last night. And so coming up, she's going to do. I'm having my mom go, so she's going to record it for me.
Yes, you're going to have somebody document that. That'll be really cool. I'm going to get some things out there. There are some free meals and little things that we do to recognize the vets as far as meals. I'll get that up online at joemackenzie.com so you can check it out. Make sure you share it with any vet you know that might want to take advantage of that. According to a new survey, you need to quit Googling your symptoms. 43% of people admit they've convinced themselves they had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms when it turned out they actually had something much more minor.
That is so me. I'm like, I have a migraine and I look it up. It's like brain tumor. I'm like,
Yep, I'm going to die. Oh no. But I mean, it is good though to be concerned about your health and check things out, but don't freak out. That's me all the time. I'm like, oh, my foot hurts. I got plantar fasciitis.
Or you know what ekes me out the most, and it's a good thing to do, but when I'm like checking my moles, like after the summer and those things, then you go online and it's like down a rabbit hole. You're like, oh my God, this one looks suspicious.
Trust me, I had a bump before in my body. I'm like, whoa, what's this?
What was it?
Can't talk about it. No, but I freaked myself out more than I've needed to, and it's always been okay. So get checked if you got a question, but don't freak it out. Go to a professional. Let's see here. Wild turkeys, this is getting crazy, are scaring these poor old people. It's a 55 and over community, so it's some older people. This is in a place called Tom River, New Jersey. Chops, have you heard of Tom River or Tom's River?
Tom's River, yeah. My cousin lives there. That's actually like the Jersey Shore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fist bumping all night?
Right next to Seaside Heights. Sweet. Boardwalk.
Yep. Okay. Well, the residents say they're trying to shoo the birds away, but that's not helping. And some say the turkeys have actually given them a little bite or two. They're pretty aggressive. Some turkeys have even broken windows in people's houses.
Would you guys not die laughing if I came in and I was like, I just got bit by a turkey?
Well, that's what these people are saying. They're like, it's not funny.
The turkeys are taking over. It's very disturbing. It's like an infestation. I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car. They go to attack you. When you can't get to your own home, shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care. People think it's a laughing matter. It's a serious matter. When I can't get out of my house to get in the car, because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you. Yes, it's a problem. They will not let you in the home.
Took care of that. Next.
Sounds like an episode of like South Park.
It is. It's the wild turkeys.
But you guys have seen those geese, right, that are terrible?
Yeah.
So that reminds me of that. Like, I've been scared of geese, especially when they're in droves, like if there's like 12 of them.
You know where those geese are from too, right?
Where?
Canada.
And they poop geese. Everywhere.
Canadian geese. You know what I'm saying? Canadian geese.
So, you know what I'm saying?
What's the deal with that? Yeah, that would be quite the annoyance and scary for sure. Turkeys gobbling about. And finally, wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News with some sports. The Dolphins, yes, the two and whatever Dolphins beat the Colts over the weekend. Man, do we suck. 16-12, your final there. Texans, they were on a bye, so they didn't lose. Pacers beat the Magic 109-102 in NBA action. The Rockets take on the Pelicans tonight. And soccer, the Indy 11 lost to Louisville City 3-1 over the weekend. They wore up 1-0. I was excited. I'm like, go Indy 11! And then they lost 3-1. So,
womp, womp.
All right, that's not the most optimistic way to end it, but that's Joe's Need to Know News here on Joe and Mackenzie. How about this? Song of the Day. It's coming up next. You get to vote by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll give you our songs after Louis Capaldi. Song of the Day. We have a category, and then you grab your phone. You text the word song, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140, and you vote for what song you think best represents that category, the song that you would like to hear. So today's category, man, we're not going soft today, guys. We're going pretty hard. Best hair band rock song. Woo! Yeah, girl!
Yes, honey!
All right, Mackenzie, why don't you kick it off today, the best hair band rock song.
Okay, when I think rock, I think a little Def Leppard, and then my go-to, Pour Some Sugar on Me, baby. Dance.
I think I'm going to love every song today.
Yes.
All right, Mackenzie, right there. Pork Chop, what song do you have today?
I remember back in, oh gosh, what year was it? Probably in the 80s. My dad had a 1980 Pontiac Firebird, and it had cassette player. And like the first ever song I remember listening to as a kid was Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, but that one's a little too long for Song of the Day, so I chose Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. And pray for the thunder and the rain, why did they pass me by?
Oh, oh, Sweet Child of Mine. Dude, that's a dope song, too.
I'm so embarrassed. I used to think Axl Rose was hot, and now he's hideous.
No, he was hot. People lose it. I used
he
to be
was hot.
Hot. Stuff
okay,
happens.
Like November Rain. Do you remember that song when he played the piano?
Purple
so
Rain?
Sexy. No.
Oh, that's
no.
Prince.
No, November Rain. He was so hot. But now, what happened to him?
Guy decided to have a burger. Nothing wrong with that. No, he does look a little bit different. I wonder if plastic surgery was in there too. And I don't know. But yeah. Hey, you still look hot to me, okay, Axel? I'd hit it. All right, my song today, once again, best hair band rock song. I went with a song that gets you pumped up, and it's a country, right? No, I don't know what I'm saying now. The band, though, they're somewhere over there. They're called Europe. This song is called The Final Countdown. Am I the only one? Okay, that's cool. I know you're playing that keyboard right now, wherever you're at. And last but not least, Live the Web Girl. What song do you have today?
So this just happens to be one of my favorite rock songs of all time. And it just so happens to be a hair band as well. And that is Cherry Pie.
By who?
Warrant.
Just checking to make sure you know the band. She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make the pro man cry. Sweet cherry pie, yeah. Good thing about all these songs, too, are great stripper anthems. So straight out to the strippers there this morning. What up, ladies? Hey!
They're probably not up or haven't gone to sleep.
You never know. Sometimes you have to work a double like Pork Chop does. Sometimes you got to keep on going. Here are your songs to vote for the category Best Hair Band Rock Song. Mackenzie went with Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. Myself, Joe, I went with The Final Countdown by Europe. Pork Chop went with Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. And Liv the Web Girl went with Cherry Pie by Warrant. You now have a tough decision. What song? Hey, Lizzo, stop. I will get to you in a second. Why does she always just interrupt? Lizzo, you've been kind of on one lately. I'm just throwing that out there. Sorry. You get to vote. Text the word song 52140. That's the number you text it to, and you decide what song to play. I'm all flustered now. Lizzo, go ahead and continue where you were. A silence has fallen over the Joe McKenzie studio because the results are coming in right now for Song of the Day. They're actually being calculated. Before we announce a winner this morning, we'll turn to Porkchop for that. I feel like it's only right that we give you a recap of the available songs that you could have texted the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 if you'd like to vote. Mackenzie, she went with Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. That could be a very sticky situation if you ever did do that. But hey, to each their own. Porkchop went a little memory with his father. He went with Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. Love that. That's a good song. I wouldn't be upset if that won today. Myself, Joe, I went with Europe. The Final Countdown might be one of the top three greatest keyboard synthesizer songs of all time.
It's the Final Countdown!
And Live the Web Girl, you know what she likes, guys. She likes that cherry pie by Warrant.
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
Now, normally I'll talk crap about everybody on the show because I want to win, but also I like to make them feel bad about themselves. But today, good song choices.
Yes, honey.
Tough all room. Right. Tough room. It's all right. It's all right.
No, great. We're all choices. Just waking up.
It's cool. So, Live the Web Girl, you had one last comment?
Yes. Someone wants you to play just 80s rock all day. Well, kind of do a thriller-themed thing, but just 80s rock.
Remember how I got suspended? Yep. I'm cool with not getting suspended at least until 2020. So, that being said, Porkchop, you got any results today?
I do.
Okay.
Coming in dead last place with only 15% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
You know, some people are not a big fan of the keyboard, and I knew that going in. I still stand by my choice.
Maybe it was because you sung over the keyboard synthesizer and nobody could hear it and enjoy it.
Oh, wow. That's...
Well, hold on a second. I'm kidding. I can only...
Wait, what's that the intro song for?
Everything.
It's a lot of games.
Yeah, it reminds me of
stuff.
Like a commercial. Sorry.
It's the Final Countdown, Mackenzie.
The commercial with the microwave.
Yeah.
And the guys, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, see? Boom, there you go.
Second place and third place were only separated by 1%.
Hang on. Wow. In case you did want to hear the actual keyboard.
Final Countdown!
The people have spoken and they do not.
Well, I just want to make sure they have a chance.
Third place.
Why are you looking at me, Chops?
Welcome back.
With 24% of the vote, Porkchop.
Oh!
Right behind him, in second place with 25% of the vote.
He's looking right me dead in the eye.
Right where he likes it.
Like right behind me? Right ahead of me?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, like behind you mean that they're like in a lower spot.
Who cares?
Back, front, then back. Wait, what?
I'm good at directions. I'm like a walking GPS.
Live the Web Girl.
Oh.
That means Mackenzie is the big winner.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's going to get awkward in here.
Let your bad girl come out.
Your Song of the Day winner today on Joe Mackenzie. Mackenzie, your big Song of the Day winner today. 80s hair bands right there. She went with Def Leppard. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Intern Chloe had a fun fact. That was her first ever concert.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
Intern Chloe Money, she's got a wild side, and I dig it.
Hey, we need suggestions for tomorrow's category because we don't have one picked out yet. If you have any ideas, something you think, oh, this would be a cool category to have you guys pick out the best song for, DM us right now if you wouldn't mind, Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram. And also, give it a follow. So, hey, coming up, we still got the tea. We got Live the Web Girl around 7:30, 6:30 Central, getting into Murder Monday. Intern Chloe, I didn't hear this, but I heard that you actually had your first radio shift here on Radio Now. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So proud of you. How did it go?
Oh, I think it went fine. I was just terrified when I was doing it. Like, I started shaking, which is not... You know, not what I normally do when I do air shifts, but I was scared.
Well, yeah, I think anytime you do something for the first time, even if, like, I went to a new radio station, for example, I've done radio before, but you're nervous. There's different buttons you're not used to hitting. It's just, it's a whole new thing.
Change is always scary at the beginning, messy in the middle, and the most beautiful in the end.
Now,
I love that.
Now, Liv the Web Girl actually got some audio from your first air shift that you did live this weekend, and does anybody want to hear it?
Of course.
Yes.
No.
All right, intern Chloe Money, here we go. Here's your first break from this weekend.
Dua Lipa kicking off the hour here on Radio Now. My name's Chloe, and I'll be here with you for the next couple of hours. This next song, the music video, is phenomenal, and you have to check it out if you haven't already. Billie Eilish's All the Good Girls Go to Hell, Radio Now.
Job.
You
that
know
was
what?
Awesome.
That was very good.
Here's the thing. Your accent is so amazing. All you have to do is talk. It really doesn't matter what you say. Everyone will love you.
Thank you. I love that music video, though. So.
Well, there you go. All we have to do is do stuff that intern Chloe likes and we'll be set.
Yep.
All right. Break number two.
A 2019 airline water study found that some airplane water is so gross, it's not even fit for hand washing. Disgusting. Obviously, this excludes bottled water, but you will not catch me flying anytime soon. Billie Eilish's Bad Guy, Radio Now.
Now, hold on a second. I want to get back to, I couldn't hear what she said at the beginning. Hold on.
A 2019 airline water study found that.
A what survey?
Airline. Yes. Airline water study.
I'm just kidding. No, I love your British accent.
Water.
What? There you go. You should do that. Can you like do that?
This is her English accent.
Go ahead and say
American accent.
Here's how you did it.
A 2019 airline water study found that.
Now go ahead and do it American style.
A 2019 airline water study.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
No, don't change a thing.
No,
you sound
keep
great.
Your British accent.
I love it. All right, you guys want to hear more?
Yes, she's killing
what,
it.
What, you don't like it? You do this good.
I hate time. Listening to my voice.
Hey, 833-563-2539. What do you guys think of intern Chloe's first air shift here? Do you think she sounds good? Want to show her some love? 833-563-2539. We got Chop sent by the phones.
There's a new hashtag on Twitter called Before I Fall Asleep. Top three things from that list: clearing browser history, watching the last episode on Netflix, and watching your pet go to sleep. What do you do before you go to sleep? Ed Sheeran, I Don't Care, Radio Now.
Ooh.
All right.
I might have thrown in there like what you do, but I appreciate the browser history clearing. That's very important. You clear your history all the time.
Yes.
I recommend incognito mode too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always a good one.
Safe browsing right there.
I think, Chloe, you sound absolutely amazing. We're going to lower your levels a little bit because I feel like they'll do that for you. Like the music is a little loud. A little loud because we just want to hear you more.
Yeah, I want to hear more Chloe, less Ed Sheeran. Like, who is that guy? All right, I've got two more of these we can play for you.
Police have arrested a guy in Florida who was accused of threatening his neighbor with nunchucks and bug spray. He ended up hitting himself in the head with the nunchucks, and that's how he got arrested. Moral of the story, don't play with martial arts weapons. Lover, Taylor Swift, Radio Now.
I like it.
There was
you
a tease
sound
for that one,
great.
Too.
I'm so proud of you. Here's the thing. Once you get one under your belt, you got this.
Yeah.
All right. I have one more clip. If you'd like to hear it, Mackenzie, I can play it. I mean, if
we
can just end right now.
More Chloe Money. Let's go.
All right. I got a fever. And the only prescription is Chloe Money. All right. Here it is. Chloe Money, our intern, doing her first on-air shift this past weekend.
I would almost definitely do anything to get my hands on a peppermint mocha. Love the holiday-themed Starbucks drinks, but I don't think I'd be willing to sit for 2 hours in a drive-thru line for the new holiday cup. I have a friend who did that, and she's happy with the cup, but not a fan. Time, Radio Now.
Lovely. Chloe, good
intern
job.
Intern Chloe Money, her
Thank
first
you.
Ever
Nice
shift.
Work. You did excellent. I did get a holiday cup PS, by the way. And I didn't wait 2 hours. I got one really fast.
Hold on. Okay, are you ready for the honest critiques?
Yes. Okay. Oh, the phone lines are lighting
the phones.
Up.
I know. People may not be nice to you
because
people often talk crap and
you
don't compliment.
Be nice
There'll
to
always
her.
Be some hate.
I'll beat them up.
All right, let's go to Colby this morning. Hey, Colby, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Yes. What? I wanted to say that Chloe did great.
Oh! Thank you.
We love you.
What's your name?
Colby.
Thank you, Colby.
Aww. You're welcome.
You made my day.
You have an awesome
Colby,
day.
Colby, how old are you?
I'm 8.
8. Aww. Oh, that's awesome.
Is your heart exploding right now,
yes.
Chloe?
Yes, what a sweetheart.
Chloe, you could put in your resume, like, I'm number one with 8-year-olds.
Yes.
All right, Colby, thank you for calling in. You have a great day. Well, I was afraid. I didn't know how that would go, but it looks like you got some good feedback there.
Yes.
Once again, give it up for intern Chloe Money.
Chloe Money.
Girl, doing the thing, and hopefully get some more in there.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. It's tea time. Kicking things off with the People's Choice Awards. This was really cool. Kevin Hart made his first public appearance since his horrific accident. He accepted the award for Best Comedy Act of the Year.
First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids.
It was great to see him up and about. Zendaya won for Best Female Movie Star of the Year. Robert Downey Jr. for Best Male Movie Star. Gwen Stefani accepted the award for Fashion Icon.
My favorite thing in my life was to go to the fabric store with my mom and pick out, you know, different looks and do different Christmas looks. It was always there. So the fact that this is happening right now is hard to imagine because it's just what I do.
Oh, and she looks so good all the time. Her man, Blake Shelton, won for Best Country Artist of the Year. Jimmy Fallon won for Nighttime Talk Show. The Kardashians, if you believe it, have been on for 18 seasons.
They accepted
the award for Reality Show of 2019.
Wow, thank you guys so much. This means so much because, you know, you guys, the fans, voted for this, and this means everything to us.
And none other than Jennifer Aniston won for People's Icon.
If I have any claim to this word icon, it's only because I was able to be on an iconic show with an iconic cast and and an iconic haircut.
Oh yes. You remember the Rachel?
I don't. I never watched any of that stuff.
Literally a horrific haircut, but everybody loved it at the time. It was the thing. Moving on to Miley Cyrus. She had vocal cord surgery, and she's going to need weeks of silence to recover. So this is going to be interesting. She's on the mend. She's been working out, doing all the things physically, but she's not allowed to talk or sing or perform for a couple of weeks.
Is she going to sound different, though? Because she has that deep, gravelly guy kind of a voice.
I love her voice. I hope it doesn't change.
Hi, everybody. It's Miley.
You know, it was so cool. Actually, one of my friends had the same exact thing, and she's not a singer, but she said it was so peaceful. Like, she couldn't talk, and she had to just whisper, but it brought a lot of solace to her life. So maybe it's something, we couldn't really try because of work, but if you can.
I'm going to start a thing of silence right now, a vow of silence. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
You're just not talking anymore? Joe. Okay. Well, moving on to Billie Eilish. You can
do it anymore. Sorry.
Wow, that was a good 30 seconds.
That's what she said.
Free Billie Eilish tickets for fighting climate change. Billie Eilish fans will be able to earn free tickets to her upcoming tour by helping fight the climate change.
Captain Planet!
Yeah, she detailed that she wants everyone to just get into her eco village, and you can learn more about climate change, go on her website, and all these things. So basically, it's her Where Do We Go arena tour. It's happening next year, and she's going to give away tickets to people that are going to help make a difference in our world. So
all right,
she's doing
that's interesting.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that. Now, a big difference is coming to your Instagram account. Get this. This week, they're going to start hiding likes on certain accounts. So, and they might get rid of likes altogether. You know who's not having this? Nicki Minaj.
I have to say something about Instagram. So basically, no. Instagram is about to take away everyone's likes simply because they don't want you to go off on the side forming all sorts of businesses and being able to say, you know, I get this amount of likes and charging brands. They want you to have to pay them. See, if you pay them, then that's why we have all these sponsored Instagram posts.
So it's a business ordeal. She said it's really going to hurt independent artists in the long run, and she's not having it. In fact, she is not going to be posting on Instagram anymore.
See, you can still tell, though. If you change your Instagram to a business account, instead of a personal account, which is like what a lot of influencers do, then you can see how many impressions your page has and how many impressions a post has. So you can tell a brand or a business how many unique profiles have seen your picture. So just because you can't see the likes, you can still see how many people have seen or come across the post.
This is just goes to, I've always said, I think it's amazing what influencers are doing. However, I feel like you need to have a different skill set, something else going on in your world, in your life. Because if you're the people that rely sheerly on Instagram, what if your account gets hacked, it goes down? What else do you have going on in your life for you?
MySpace, baby. Not stopping me there.
There you go.
All right.
MySpace, is it still a thing? Is it still happening?
Of course. I just created a Joe and Mackenzie account.
Amazing.
You didn't add it as a friend?
All right. Doing it now.
Okay, thank you. Mackenzie Woo! With the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Live the Web Girl does Murder Monday. And if you're a true crime fan, well, then this is what you got to look forward to. What's coming up?
I'm talking about the case of Jerry Michael Williams. They thought that he was eaten by an alligator, and then years later, they discovered that he was murdered.
All right, we will get all of that and more coming up in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and Mackenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring awareness to Crime Stoppers. They let you give tips anonymously. All you got to do is give them a call. Their number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl. What do you got today for Murder Monday?
Today, I'm talking about the case of Jerry Michael Williams, a.k.a. Mike. So Mike was 41 years old, and he was described as the nicest guy in the world who would do anything for anyone. Mike and his wife, Denise, started dating in high school and all throughout college at Florida State and got married once they both had good jobs right out of college. Denise was an accountant for the state, and Mike was a real estate appraiser. They lived in Tallahassee, Florida, right by their best friends, Brian and Kathy. So Brian was actually Mike's best friend in high school, and the two couples were very close. They got married at the same time, bought houses close at the same time, had kids at the same time, and they even went on vacations together. So best friends. And this friendship lasted so many years, but would come to an end in December of 2000 when Brian got a call from his dad and he found out that Mike was missing. According to Denise, Mike's wife, Mike went out on an early duck hunting trip on Lake Seminole and never came home. Denise was calling person after person, panicking and spreading her concern. Brian and his dad decided they would go to search for him. When Brian and his dad arrived at Lake Seminole, they saw Mike's truck still there, but with no boat and with no Mike. At this time, the Florida Wildlife Commission is called, and by 4 o'clock of that same day, one of the longest and most extensive searches of that area would take place. Mike's families and friends were all out there searching alongside the Wildlife Commission. People were cautiously optimistic, and at this time, no one had the thought that it could be foul play, so they weren't worried about preserving a crime scene. Brian and his dad then find Mike's boat 75 yards off a dock, but with no Mike in it. Inside the boat was 2 life jackets, his shotgun still zipped up in its case, and a bag of decoys. And when they checked the gas tank, they saw that it was totally full, so they realized he couldn't have been out there for any real amount of time. The search went on from December 6th into early February, and they never found a body. So when a body drowns and dies in the water, gases start to get released in the body, and it will eventually start to float. But that wasn't the case, and they never found Mike's floating body. This is when the search party made an official statement that Mike had fallen over and the alligators in the water dismembered his body, ate him, and stored the remains in a location that could not be found. This theory didn't sit well with Mike's mom, Cheryl, and Cheryl knew that alligators don't feed when it's cold out. And the night Mike went missing, a huge cold front came in, and it was 19 degrees, so the alligators definitely would not have fed on the body. No one took her seriously, and they thought she was in denial, so Cheryl started to keep her own notes, noting people's behavior, any inconsistencies, and anything to prove that her son's disappearance could be foul play. That June, a fisherman found something that prompted a dive team to go to the bottom of the lake where they found a fisherman's jacket, and inside they found a hunting license that belonged to Mike. Denise, Mike's wife, uses this as proof in the court that he was actually deceased. In the state of Florida, you have to wait 5 to 6 years before ruling a missing person dead. But if you have enough evidence to rule that someone is dead, but their body will never be found, then you can get his death certificate earlier. And that's exactly what Denise was trying to do. Cheryl found all of this very concerning. And finally, after years of begging the police in 2004, they took a look at Mike's case, investigating it and looking at the 28 pages of notes that Cheryl had. All of them knew that this could be foul play, but they did not have enough evidence to arrest them. And Brian and Denise were married at this point in 2005. So Brian divorced his wife and finally married Denise. So with them being married, they knew none of them would turn on each other and they might never find out what actually happened. But when we come back, I will tell you what happened to make them turn on each other.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Liv the Web Girl doing Murder Monday today. What are you covering?
I am covering Jerry Michael Williams. So when we left off, Mike's wife, Denise, had married his best friend, Brian. And the cops figured that Mike's death was actually foul play, but they had no way to prove it. So years later, Brian and Denise had separated. And Denise would not take Brian back after he cheated. Then one morning, Denise is pulling out of her driveway when she senses someone is in the car with her. Sure enough, Brian slowly arises from the back seat and holds a gun to Denise's head. Denise notices he has a tarp with him and that he is going to kill her. Brian is whimpering, saying he can't live without her, and Denise is able to talk him down and agree with him in order to get away. She went straight to the police and told them that she was scared for her life, and Brian was arrested and charged for kidnapping and aggravated assault and was sentenced to 20 years in prison. But he made a deal that would ruin Denise's life. The police told Brian that they wanted to know everything about Denise and Mike, and anything he told them he would have complete immunity from since he was already serving 20 years in prison. Brian told them that the affair between him and Denise had started years before Mike went missing. And Denise finally told Brian that she was so unhappy in her marriage and she wanted out. Brian said it was a snowball effect, and they started talking about options and ways that they could be together. But because of the way Denise was brought up, she did not want to get divorced. This was a woman who cared a lot about her image, and she didn't like the way divorce looked. So the only option they saw was to kill Mike.
That makes no sense to me. Of course, nobody wants to be shown as like, oh, she's a divorcee, but it's like, a murderer? Like, you murdered somebody.
Exactly.
Like, isn't that a little bit of a bad look?
I don't think anything's wrong with being a divorcee.
The length.
No, that's what I'm saying. But, like, would you rather be a divorcee or a murderer?
Right. The length someone will go to just to, like, quote unquote, protect their image. So they toyed around with different scenarios until they finally landed on a hunting accident. The plan was for Brian to push Mike in while they were both out on the water and have him drown on his own, so technically it would not be committing murder. Denise and Brian made sure they secured their alibis, and one very early morning, Brian met Mike at a gas station to go duck hunting. Brian told Mike he was going to take him to a secret special spot and that they needed his waders. So waders are basically special weights that someone wears in their jacket, and it's specifically for hunting on the water. They pulled into the special spot, they launched the boat, and Brian told them that they were pressed for time and Mike had to put the waders on right then. Brian believed if he fell over, the waders would sink straight to the bottom of the lake very quickly. So Brian went to a deep area, got Mike to stand up in the boat, and then pushed Mike into the water.
Wow.
Mike was struggling, and Brian pulled the boat away, but he saw Mike taking off the waders and swimming up to a tree stump in the water where he held onto. Mike was panicking and yelling for help, and so Brian took his hunting gun, loaded it, and shot Mike in the head.
Gosh.
Brian pulled Mike's body back into the boat, drove back to where they parked, put Mike's body in his truck, and pushed the boat back into the water and began to drive back to town. He went to the store right away and bought a shovel, a tarp, and some weights. And Brian buried him along the shoreline of another lake far from town, knowing that as the tide rises, it will bury Mike's body deeper and deeper, and his body will be hidden forever. Denise ended up being charged for Mike's murder, and Brian testified against her in court. Denise was sentenced to life in prison, and Brian remains in prison as well.
That is insane.
Yes, and you can see pictures of Brian, Denise, and Mike, and Cheryl, Mike's mom, who was protesting his death for all of those years. You can see all that at our Instagram, at Joan McKenzie.
Live the Web Girl, thank you so much today for that Murder Monday. Joan McKenzie on radio now. Hey, we have a conversation that we want you to be a part of coming up in less than 10 minutes. So I want to throw the number out there because I definitely need to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop said something last week. I think it was on Friday, McKenzie, when you were not here. And he was accused of being a racist.
This has happened before in my history with Pork Chop.
Are you serious?
This has. I don't remember.
Do you remember the catchphrase
incident?
Oh,
I wasn't accused of being racist for that.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
Well, let's talk.
Our coworkers said
hold on.
I was.
Okay,
yes.
Well, so there's multiple allegations. We're going to see if there's anything to it coming up in about 10 minutes here. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. Over the weekend, we teased, you might have seen it if you follow us on Instagram before everybody else, Joan McKenzie, that my wife Lindsay and I, we have a very, very big announcement that we're really excited to make, and we've been holding it in for a little bit. Hey, good morning, babe.
Morning.
How
morning,
you doing?
Lindsay.
Morning, guys.
Hey, girl. Hey.
You're so awake.
Oh, we've been
I
up
need
for
to get
hours.
To that level.
Thank you for waking up. Okay, we have been dying to find out this big surprise. Your hubby has been teasing us for weeks upon weeks. He was asking your permission. When was the proper time to tell us? So.
But I think that's so funny because I've already told people. But
what? You've told people already?
Not a lot, a few.
Okay, news to me. I still think we should wait like one more week, but it's like we have to, like, you know, just make the announcement.
No, because I have to be able to like talk about it like openly.
Okay. Well, do you want to tell everybody the big news, what our big life announcement is?
I can.
I mean, do you not want to do it? We don't have to do it. We
no,
can wait. Do you guys mind if
no,
we don't
sorry,
do it today?
I'll do it. I didn't know you wanted me to just say it. Sorry.
No, I mean, if you, You guys care if we don't
say
do it?
Yes, I'm dying. Lindsay, you're killing
Lindsay,
me.
Lindsay, let us have it, baby.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Liv.
Yes.
Lindsay, don't answer till everybody goes around. What do you think the big announcement is?
I don't know. I think you could, I don't know, because I don't think you're getting a new dog, because I don't think you would ever have it. And I don't think she's pregnant. So I don't know what it could be. I think you guys are buying a house.
Yeah, I think it is definitely you're buying a house. I want baby, but I feel like that's too, it's not that. So wow, I feel like you're getting a house.
Two houses and what do you got, Chops?
I think you guys are doing some sort of open relationship swinger thing and you both have new partners.
And the winner this morning is Pork Chop. All right. Well, those are just a few possible options. Lindsay, why don't you tell everybody the exciting news?
We're buying a house.
Yay! Yay! That is exciting. Wow. We knew it.
And tell everybody why we're buying a house.
What?
Because we're having a baby. No, I'm kidding.
No.
We're not.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that? Especially to me. I love
babies. Mackenzie's crying right now.
Ah! Because it makes sense. I don't know.
We'll get into it. Like, it is to us, it's a very big deal.
Congratulations, I don't know about anybody else,
but we've never
yeah.
owned anything in our lives, and we've busted our butts forever. Aww. And we finally, next Monday, officially close. We've done all the inspections.
Yay!
I still feel like it's too early. I'm the most pessimistic person in the world, but we're like official. All we have to do is closing a week from today, and then we'll have a house.
I've got questions.
Yeah, me too. Who'd you use as your realtor? Because you know my boyfriend's a realtor.
Oh, no. I actually have a friend from work who is a realtor as well, so yeah. We used her.
Jewel Daddy was my backup plan.
No, you guys could just say you wanted to keep it a surprise, so you couldn't
use
anyone
else on the show.
Yeah,
that's it. I was so torn. For our next house. Yeah. Okay, that's one question. What's your question, Chops?
I literally just forgot it.
He's asking if him and his boyfriend can move.
Is there an extra room? Because I'm really good at cooking food.
Is this your first home that you,
first
so you've
home
never
ever.
Had a house?
Yep. Never had a house. Nope. We Aww. I won't give my wife's age, but
I remember.
I'm 33 and I've worked my whole life, just like everybody else probably listening has, busting my butt, and it's a really big deal to me to
Yay.
Finally be able to get a house.
That's so
exciting.
This is
so
congratulations.
Awesome. Congratulations,
so excited.
Lindsay.
I'm excited for the housewarming party.
Yes. Yes,
oh,
we
yes,
have to have
definitely.
One.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
We'll have a stock the bar party, so bring something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chops.
I've got two questions. So in radio, they say.
Oh, why?
When you
why?
Buy. Okay, fine. I'll skip
no,
that.
No, go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
No, wait, this one kind of goes
no,
with
no,
it.
No. I want to hear what you said
what,
first.
What about the psychic that said you're moving to Florida in a month? Like, or didn't
well,
she say you're moving
I,
to Florida?
I will never move to Florida, so maybe that's Joe's fortune, but that's one place I refuse to live.
I just was there for the weekend. That's a mistake because it was 87 in paradise and sunshine and everyone's happy and rolling in money. I was like, I love it. Anyway, side note, but tell us what you're going to say, Chops.
Yeah, no, I thought the psychic said that Joe's going to get a job offer in Florida, and they always say in radio when you buy a house, that's been...
Oh, God.
He's really bringing down
All right,
down
here, I'll
the
ask
excitement.
A positive question. What's the address?
I'm not putting out the address.
What part of our... I mean, is it close to where you live now?
Yeah, well, it's in Indianapolis, Indiana, so it is in Broad Ripple. It's an area there.
Oh, nice.
And it's actually very close to where we're at now, so that's kind of exciting. We don't have that far to move.
Now, how many homes did you look at when you were... starting the process.
Lindsay, why don't you tell her, tell Mackenzie?
I went to a few open houses. Joe came to a couple with me, and then he decided that was not fun for him. So I went to more than he did. But this was actually the first house that we officially looked at.
Aww. Wow. You just know, right? When it's the one.
Yeah.
Hey, so if you guys need help, like, moving, I will help you, and you don't have to pay me, since you guys have always been so nice, and I know Joe's cheap and doesn't want to probably use movers, so I will gladly help you.
That is a true friend.
Yeah,
Producer Porkchop.
He helped me move, and he did great.
And I'm sure my boyfriend will help, too.
Moving, one of those things you find out who your true friends are.
Do you guys have insurance?
Will step up and help you.
Oh, you think I'm going to break something?
Yes!
No. You all trust right. me to watch your dogs, but not move your stuff.
Well, it's not that happens to the dog. It's a dog. But yeah, I mean.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot believe you just said that.
I trust you, Chops.
All right, cool. Well, hey, babe, thanks for coming on.
Congrats, Lindsay and Joe.
Thank
Yay!
You.
All right. Well, what do you guys think?
Exciting
stuff. Are you guys honestly let down that we're not pregnant?
Yes.
Well, that way you kind of did. I was like, this is a plot twist. Because you're like, and we're getting a new house, but I think you can make a baby in your new house. So great.
Well, I'm going to try. Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who's
my
this?
My girl, Texas.
Oh, wow. Somebody's really excited about that one. Joe McKenzie on radio now. If you missed my big life announcement, we will be podcasting that shortly. We'll put a blog up at joeandmckenzie.com. Thanks for everybody that was really excited and giving us some encouraging words.
Yay!
We appreciate
Congratulations!
That. So, McKenzie, you were not here on Friday, but Porkchop did something on air, and I believe it just was one person that responded. I didn't see the message shops, but did somebody message saying something about you?
I will say, on the way to the airport, I did listen to our show, and it was off the rails. And I did when I was listening. I was like, but I don't think I heard what Chop said.
All right, no, this is the audio of what went down?
Yes.
All right, let's listen. This happened on Friday.
All right, what's your name?
Jermaine.
And what ethnicity are you?
African-American.
Okay.
What is that? Are you
what
saying
does
that
have to do with it?
Does that narrow it down?
Most definitely.
Like there's white, there's black, there's like Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought good music transcends.
A gay or straight wedding?
Straight.
Okay.
Were there gay people in attendance?
Okay, 2016.
Come
this
on,
is literally 3 years ago. You should know
I have no idea.
Are you kidding me? You have
no
guesses?
Well, I have no guesses because here goes the retraction statement. I lived in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, and it just so happens, like, the main, like...
So you're not even going to try. Put some effort. Try. Guess three.
He's been waiting on hold. Give this man a guess.
All right. Dan and Shay from the ground up.
Now, if you're wondering the context of that audio, Porkchop is a wedding DJ, and we were talking about the top songs from last year, the first dance songs, what they were, and then Porkchop accidentally said something. He's like, well, I could pretty much predict, and we're like, and like we just put him right there in the place. We're like, all right, we had everybody call in. Give us the year you were married, and Porkchop was going to try to guess what it was. And
okay.
It was rough, tough thing. He did his best. It was obviously fun. But with that one thing, Porkchop, if I got this right, you were asking the guy, trying to figure out and explain that, well, if you're like a 50-year-old white dude, you might have this song maybe as your first dance compared to like if you're a 25-year-old black man, like this might be the song that like you went with. Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that kind of where you're going?
No, you literally said everything I already would have said.
Okay.
So now I have like nothing to say.
No, but I want to make sure I understand that.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. You know, I guess if you tuned in at the wrong time and all you heard was that statement, it sounds like just me asking some guy what ethnicity is and then not responding to him. It was because 15 minutes before that, I said, hey, call in and tell us what year you got married and I will be able to predict what song you used as your first dance for your wedding. Shortly after that, I was like, oh, crap. Like, I'm not going to be able to do that. And the reason is because the 5 years I DJed weddings was up in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, where the area is primarily Caucasian. And that's not racist because, like, my cousin, she got married to an Iraqi man. I went to that wedding, and my goodness, Iraqis, they throw, like, a huge party. There's certain things that they do at these weddings. Same thing for, like, let's use a bar mitzvah, the thing with the chair, you know, in the air. There's different things that different ethnicities do.
Yeah, there's cultural differences. There's ethnicity.
Different traditions. Sure.
Exactly. So there's nothing racist about that. It's just that I've only done weddings of primarily Caucasian people.
And that's why we're throwing it out, 833-563-2539, because did we get a DM or what do we get?
I have the DM here. Do you guys want me to read it?
Yeah, okay.
Well, and wait, I would gladly do any wedding. I literally don't, like, I would do any wedding.
Yeah.
He would do anything for a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, literally anything.
And Porkchop, I mean, he loves everybody. I've never seen him be any other way but loving towards everybody.
Oh, no, thank I agree, you. But I want to see what this message is about because I didn't get to read it. I just
right.
heard about it.
So we got a message, and it says, hey there, Porkchop needs to be off the show. The guy sounded African-American, so we asked what race he is. It had nothing to do with guessing music. He didn't even try with the black guy, and he didn't ask anyone else their race based off their voice. He's a racist. So this is the message that we got, which prompted this whole thing. And one, it really upset Porkchop, obviously, because no one wants to be called that. And two, that is a very strong word to call someone. And maybe this guy didn't get the full context. I don't know when he started listening, anything like that. So you have no idea what he's pulling that from. But this was the DM that prompted this whole conversation.
833-563-2539. If you heard the audio and then you just heard that statement right there, what do you think about the situation? And Pork Chop, I know this bothered you, man. Like, it really, yeah, on the rest of the day, it had you upset, kind of on edge. You're like, I'm not a racist. I love everybody. You're like, I don't discriminate against anybody, what you are, who you are, what you think, what you believe. And I just, I know it really bothered you. I want to let you know, like, we don't think you are. And we think you're a good dude.
Thank you.
I will say it's just hard. It is tough being in the media these days with the climate, because you want to say what you want to say and everyone has a difference of opinion, but also you have to be very sensitive and you don't want to a lot of people are offended at a lot of things. So it's hard. You have to just be aware.
All right, 833-563-2539. Let's get your reaction and thoughts here after hearing Pork Chop's audio, then also that message that we got from that person. Do we reach back out to them? Do we have Pork Chop apologize? I don't think we do, but we'll talk to you next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Okay, producer Pork Chop has been accused of being a racist by a caller, or I guess a DM that we had. And when he asked the guy, he was trying to figure out like what his wedding song was. And he's like, are you an African-American guy? Are you black? And the guy apparently on the air was fine with it. But am I missing anything? The caller last week said that was very racist. You didn't ask other people that.
Yeah, I think they just thought that because he was African-American that I did not want to guess what his song was. And I literally, I didn't know, because I've only DJed weddings of Caucasian people. So those were like the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay.
And then I instantly knew, like, if we had any other race call up, I was like, oh, I'm not going to get this right.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Let's go to the phones and see what everybody thinks. 833-563-2539. Michaela, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say that, I mean, I don't know if Pork Chop's racist or not, but based off of that, I definitely think he's racist. And I completely agree that different ethnicities' weddings are like, play different music and they're completely different.
Thank you.
I agree with him.
Thank you, Michaela. And I'm actually the complete opposite of racist. Like, I literally love everyone, even if, like, murderers. I love murderers too.
Why would you say that?
Right, now you're going overboard.
Nah,
like,
you're stretching.
I even like racist.
No, like, you know, you need to love everyone, regardless, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of I agree with
whatever.
You.
Even. Yeah.
I guess when I go to church, I'll say that, but there's a lot of people I don't like. So, all right, let's go to Angela. Or sorry, Angel. Hey, Angel, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hello.
Now, what did you want to say?
I do not think that he needs to apologize. I do not think that that was a racist comment. I mean, if everybody would actually get off of this race card and stop taking everything to offense and using that for an excuse, I think we'd be better off.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that, too.
I mean,
but it's just, you know, unfortunately, the reality is there are some people that are actually racist, and they just, I don't know, we need to just show love to everyone, and hopefully that racism will just go away.
I think there's two parts here. The person could have heard half the conversation, which always seems to happen with things. It's like, I heard him if he asked if they were black or white. Racist! And also, though, too, everybody is also, like, offended and butthurt by everything. I think when you actually truly see something or hear something that's discriminatory, call that crap out. For sure, stand up for your fellow man and woman. But also realize that not everything's offensive and not everything is hurtful.
Right. And there's always two sides to every story.
And I appreciate you letting us talk about this, because I know you really didn't want to talk about it today. But it's like, Liv and I will tell you, like, he just was off on Friday.
Aww.
After that message, he was like, for the last like 3 hours, we had to tape a show and some stuff. He just was a little none himself. He wasn't Pork Choppy.
Yeah.
So glad to have Pork Choppy back. Mackenzie! Mackenzie! Does anybody see Mackenzie?
I have not.
Mackenzie!
I think Pork Chop's calling
her. Pork Chop, go to the women's restroom!
I think she might be downstairs heating up her, like, little oatmeal thing.
Oh!
Possibly, I'm just guessing.
Okay. Well, hey, we're professionals here. Sorry. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Happy Monday morning to you. And we're going to take your call at 833-563-2539 to go over something which I know you probably heard a lot of, but it's interesting how people think it is or it isn't. I'm talking about micro-cheating. Liv, What are your thoughts on micro cheating? Or what's your definition, actually? Because that's kind of the basis of it.
I truly have never heard of micro cheating before.
You haven't?
I've never. So I don't know what it is. What is it?
It's almost little things like flirting a little bit.
Okay.
It's not actually like straight up cheating. It's little things that could be conceived as like attention for somebody else, maybe a coworker, even a possibly still one thing could be if you occasionally talk to your ex, that could be considered micro cheating. Now, obviously, you're like, oh, I miss you so much. Of course, that's cheating. That's an obvious thing, but
like just like talking and kind of being flirtatious and things like that with another person that's not your significant other.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey.
Welcome. We're talking about micro cheating.
Yes.
And wanted to get your thoughts on it and kind of explain this whole thing. 833-563-2539.
So micro cheating is this new term for basically when you're not totally stepping out, but you're sending DMs like inappropriately or little messages on social media. So the question is that cheating?
I would say it depends on what you're sending and what you're doing. And if you have been in a relationship where you feel like you've been micro cheated on, would love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. Also, too, if you're like, micro cheating, this is the dumbest thing I've never heard of. It doesn't exist. Like, maybe you don't think it's real. 833-563-2539.
Like, I could out so many people. I think it's so especially repulsive when I get risque messages from men in particular, and their profile picture is a picture of like them and their beautiful wife and their cute baby, and like this one, like here's one I'm pulling up, for example. God, those hips, that tight little booty. Whoa, that shirt looks so good on you. Damn, I mean, boob, it goes on and on and on. And like the profile pic of this gentleman is like him. He has a beautiful wife, baby. That's so. Ugh.
I don't know what they were thinking. That is something you should not be saying in a DM if you're in a relationship.
And he looks like I don't know, but it looks like he's married. He has a beautiful family. And like, why would you
now, see,
message someone like that?
I would say that's wrong. And if you want to call that micro cheating, I'd just say cheating is cheating, but whatever. Then that's fine. You can label that. For me, I think if like, even if I didn't know you, Mackenzie, like I didn't know you like not that long ago. I think if I like wanted to comment something, especially publicly, public is different than a DM, but I was just like, wow, like, hey, you know, like, wow, reaction to like a photo. I think I can do that. If I'm like, man, I like those thighs. I have some ideas.
Yeah, like
that's inappropriate.
Exactly. And obviously I would never entertain anything like that. But my question is why? I don't understand why you would reach out like that, especially if your profile has you and your like your family.
Yeah, change the image. I mean, Isabel, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think? Is it cheating?
Honestly, I feel like it's cheating. I've been with my husband for 5 years, and I feel like even if he was to give somebody the slightest attention like that, that's cheating because you sat there and you took a vow to me. You know, it's like, how would you feel if I did that to you? You wouldn't like it.
Hold on a second. Vow is true for sure, but what do you mean, like, if he gave any attention? What does that mean? Like, if he commented on, like, the Joe McKenzie Instagram, like, wow, McKenzie, you look great. Is that, like, cheating?
Well, if he says it like that, then no. Because me personally, if I see a beautiful woman, I'm like, oh, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, you know, flirting in any other type of way, like, man, you look good. Or even, like, whenever y'all said, like, talking to exes, that's a no. That is a no. Because you had history with that person.
So you're just supposed to forget history like it didn't happen?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Hey, no, we appreciate it.
I agree. I feel like it's just a slippery slope and nothing good is going to come of it. Like, it's just, it's not a good thing. Like, I would just not go there.
Let's go to Sebastian this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. You actually were micro cheated on?
Hi, I was. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good for a Monday, but then again, it just started.
We feel you.
But then again, I was. My fiance and I actually just broke up because of micro cheating. Mm.
Really? What happened? Who discovered what?
So I actually discovered that she was leaving very lustful, like, flirtatious comments under one gentleman's profile in particular. And I understand if it's, a celebrity or maybe someone who's, like, Insta-famous, but it's when it's just, like, a regular average Joe or someone. obviously you're doing it either because you need the attention or because something is lacking in your own relationship to where you're looking to step outside. So it is cheating. I mean,
now did you try to work through it, Sebastian, or you just like saw the comments like, we're done?
No, we tried. I mean, there have been other instances, you know, I mean, where people have, you know, are people where, you know, like we've seen her, you know, somewhat step out, her, you know, be a little bit more flirtatious than what she should be, you know, going out to bars and stuff. I mean, I think if you're going to be with someone, you'd be with that person a full 100%, not just kind of half step it the entire way. So
you're not a big fan of micro makeouts.
I mean, with that instance, I won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far.
And it is hard because, I mean, I'm a friendly person, sometimes flirty, not on purpose, but I'm, like, very friendly with everybody.
Mackenzie put her arm on my shoulder and was like, get back, Jezebel!
No, I
get you. I get what you're saying.
I mean, I think there's a difference between someone, like, you know, someone that's maybe charismatic and fun opposed to someone that's, you know, purposely being a little vulgar, just kind of like fishing.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, thanks for bringing that up. So,
do you ever, like, I feel like you feel guilty, Joe.
No, I mean, I'm a flirt. It's my job. I get paid to micro flirt or micro cheat all the time. You do too. Like, our job is to connect with people. Like, we're supposed to micro cheat.
Yeah, but you can connect with people without, like, being flirtatious.
Can you?
Yes. You can connect with people without asking them to send their nudes to our DMs.
That is true.
Well, if that's how you want to live your life, I'm trying to micro cheat to my fullest.
Like, legit, I was looking. We made an announcement earlier. Joe had a new house, and he would not hand over his phone because he had to like check it first and delete a bunch of stuff.
Oh, great! Now my wife's going to hear this.
Pictures.
Thanks. Now my wife's suspicious. I'm cheating on her. All right. Well,
I don't know what the pictures were. It could have just been your stuff. I don't know.
I didn't want you to see the nudes.
I saw nothing.
Okay, good. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We got your dummy of the day coming up in a couple of songs. Hang on.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Now, this guy claims he was trying to help stop something bad happening, and that's something we've talked about before on the show, sex trafficking. This guy says, no, I'm not a dummy, I'm not a criminal, I'm trying to stop it from happening. Well, let me explain the whole scenario, then you can decide if you agree with this guy or maybe he's our dummy of the day. The manager of a bar in Lake Ozark, Missouri, said he watched a guy bust into a boutique shop across the street to, quote, rescue a group of mannequins.
What?
Yeah, the boutique is an adult store. It has several displays in its window, including mannequins wearing different styles of lingerie. The man believed the mannequins needed to be saved from sex trafficking, so he jumped onto a bench and kicked the glass window of the boutique until it shattered. The guy was halfway into the store when the manager from the bar across the street pulled him out and held him down until the cops showed up. He did over $1,000 in damage. I mean, those windows are very expensive. He destroyed a window, lighting, and the security camera. He's in jail facing property damage and burglary charges. Really? You think you're gonna, it's like, I gotta save the mannequins.
That reminds me of the movie Mannequin, like from way back in the day with Hollywood.
There's a movie called Mannequin?
You don't know that the movie Mannequin?
No, I swear to God I don't. What is that?
It's like one of those great 80s movies that they actually should remake. And it's a mannequin, she comes to life. It's with Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City. Everyone check out the movie Mannequin if you can. The stylist in it's named Hollywood and he's beyond fabulous. It's a classic.
Ooh, hey. Hey, they got a motorcycle. Her legs are up.
So the premise is she's a mannequin and like she comes to life and it's like his babe. And then she goes back to be a mannequin.
All right. Well, I think I know what I'm checking
that
out.
Movie.
All right. You know what? Instead of Toy Story 20, I agree. We could do that. That is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
You guys know what today is, right? It's a very special day.
What is it?
It's our 1-year anniversary of being on the air in Houston,
Yay!
Texas.
H-Town.
That's right. Hey, if you listen to us in Houston on Radio Now 92.1, I would love to hear from you. Do you like the show? Do you hate the show? Do you prefer dead air, like where nothing's happening compared to us talking? 833-563-2539. Do we have any OGs? Has anybody been listening since the beginning a year ago? Oh, I'd love to talk to you. We'll do it next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joan McKenzie, it is Radio Now, and the number to call in, 833-563-2539. Today is a special day. We've been on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where we started out. That's where we're at on Radio Now 100.9. It's definitely been a little over 3 years for that, so that's cool, a little hype porn. I'll take that.
And it's awesome because Radio Now is a staple of the Indianapolis market. I started my career, I had my baby, all the things with Radio Now in Indy. So, and then we were so blessed that we get to be on in Houston as well.
Yeah, we got to launch a year ago today in Houston. It was so fun. We got our technical producer, Lenny Bree. And I remember we did our first 2 days of the show there from Houston. I was pooping my pants, didn't know what I was doing, but we got through it. It was really fun. And we want to celebrate that. We actually have our first caller, I'm going to play that in a second, from Houston. And also, want to hear from you. Whether you're in Indy on Radio Now 100.9 or if you're in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, 833-563-2539 is the number. I guess for anybody that may not have heard the show before or maybe they're newer to it, like, why would you listen? Like, what do you like about the show? Kind of. Let's get into that. But this is the first call, Pork Chop, you say, I have over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we remember who it is? Do we know the name?
I think it was, okay, so, yeah, like you said, we started, November 12th in Houston, was a Monday and a Tuesday, then we came back to Indy on Wednesday, and this girl, this is the audio from that Wednesday, our very first Houston caller, her name was Sky.
Radio Now. Hey, you can call the show. The number is 833-563-2539. Pork Chop says we got somebody on the phone we got to say hi to. Is this Sky? Hey, Sky.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on with you? What do you want to say?
Going to say that I'm a brand new listener to your show. I love it. Listen to it on Monday. I'm usually a serious listener, XM, but it wasn't working and tuned into your show and you have a brand new listener and y'all are funny as heck and love y'all.
So yeah, that was from 1 year ago. I actually saved that girl's phone number and I tried calling her today. I called her 4 times to see what she thinks of the show now and she says she hates it. No, I'm kidding. She didn't.
She says I've never listened again.
She didn't answer. But yes, we love Sky.
I love to talk to her.
Our first Houston caller.
Going down in history. No, 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Dolores. I'm calling from Houston. Happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Good morning. I'm about to head into work, but I wanted to let you guys know that I have been listening to you for an entire year.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Dolores. So what do you think of the show?
Well, I love you guys. First off, you guys are refreshing and fun. I enjoy listening to you guys. So thank you guys so much for bringing a different kind of talk show to Houston because it was necessary. It wasn't that they were getting old. It's just they've been on air for like 10 plus years and it's like the same stuff, you know, you kind of need to change things up a little bit. Murder Mondays is my favorite and Tea Time with Mackenzie's awesome too.
Thanks, girl.
And Poor Chop is hilarious. Liv's laugh is priceless. I laugh listening to her laugh. So yeah, you guys are refreshing.
All right. I heard nothing about me, which means I should leave. Okay. Oh, no, kidding. Hey, no, thank
Joe.
You.
No, I love it when you get the dare dies because you don't ever have to go. So I'm always like, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha in my car when you get like
yes,
a one.
Yes, honey. You would fit right in.
Hey, we love you.
No, we love you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. I love that right there.
I know. That's awesome. Thank you.
All right. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. We are Joe and McKenzie. We are Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. And you know what? We have you, and you are amazing. We've been on the air now for 3 years in Indianapolis, Indiana, and thanks to you, we don't talk about it a lot on air, but we've done really well like with our job and our report card. How about that? Our bosses are happy, and things are going really well, and we appreciate that. We love meeting you on the streets, getting to say hi, getting pictures and talking. It means the world to us because that's the real feedback.
You're our family.
No doubt about that. Okay, and then we've been on the air now for 1 year in Houston, Texas, on Houston's new Radio Now, 92.1. Got an amazing staff there, amazing group of people. We got Lenny Brier, technical producer. We got Laura. We've got Amir Diamond. We got everybody behind the scenes that that make things happen and just amazing clients. And we wanted to recognize everybody in Indy and in Houston today because it's really cool. And we are, I feel like, a big family. Now, obviously, we got the Texans and we got the Colts, a little bit of a rivalry. It's okay. We can fight about that.
You forgot Grisel Barajas.
Of course. Thank you, Porkchop. You got everybody in the mix today. Sorry, I haven't had enough Red Bulls to remember everybody, but I'm trying here. Let's go to Alicia this morning. Alicia, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
What up, H-Town? What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I absolutely love your show. I've been listening to it for a year. I always put it on when I'm on my way to college since last year was my first day, first year of college.
Oh,
I always
awesome.
Feel like, yeah, every time I drive, since I drive by myself, I always feel like somebody's here with me every time I listen to it.
We love that.
Well, that's true. We literally are right here with you right now.
Yes, and congratulations, college. That's you're doing your thing. We're proud of you.
What are you going to school for?
I'm majoring right now in social and behavioral sciences.
Ooh, cool. You should study Joe, especially since he said your name wrong.
It's Alicia.
It's Alicia.
Oh. Alicia, I'm sorry. Listen, I have a hard time saying Joe, okay, guys? And my name's on the show. So, Alicia, thank you for calling. What, did I say it right?
Alicia.
Alicia.
There you go.
Hey!
Thank you for listening.
Oh, well, Alicia, stay on the road. What are you doing hitting road bumps over there? Okay, gosh. And then we lost a listener.
My gosh.
She hit a rumble strip. I heard it. Alicia, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to Holly.
Be careful on the road.
Did I get that one right? Holly?
Yes.
Holly, see? 1 for 2. 50%. All right. Hey, you listen to us. Where are you at?
I'm in Houston.
Okay, cool. And how long have you been listening?
Just actually more recently, the last few months. I was driving on my way to work one day, and I was in a company vehicle, and somebody had set the radio to y'all's station, and I was like, oh, they actually play, like, good music. And
yay!
It's not commercials constantly, so it was a nice change of pace.
That person should get a promotion. Okay, now, what do you think about the show so far? Like, what do you like?
I love it. I love the Murder Mondays. I love, you know, the Song of the Day is actually one of my favorites. And I actually have adored listening to Pork Chop and his hostage boy situation and all that.
Been together 4 or 5 weeks strong now. He's he's got a job. He starts next week. So
yes, they're making moves. I'm telling you, girl. I feel like there's going to be an engagement this holiday season because they already live together. They're in love.
Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody. Once again, we're so happy and we're so excited, obviously, to be on the air here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 radio now. So everybody that's been there from day one, we appreciate you. Everybody else that's new too, hey, you are part of the family. If you want to connect with us, you're just tuning in, or maybe you never have before, Instagram and Twitter is a good way to follow the show. You always see what's happening when we're not on the air, so the show never ends. It's Joan McKenzie. That's Twitter and Instagram. Also, you can go to joanmckenzie.com. And I think that's about all the bases, right?
That's right. So we're just celebrating 1 year. We wanted to just say a big old thank you.
We love you. Yay!
Yay!
All right, 11 minutes left to sexually harass your coworkers. Go!
Porkchop, you're sexy. Are you? Is that a rocket in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Show us your belly button.
Show us. Hey, Porkchop.
I'm Pork confused.
Porkchop, are you an astronaut? Because that butt's out of space! Oh, from outer space!
Oh, Joe, did you come from a vending machine? Because you're a snack.
Oh! Yeah! Eat me up, because I'm delicious.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know what you were going to say.
Sorry, we have our mandatory once a year sexual harassment training meeting in 11 minutes. It takes up, it's going 10 to noon today. At least we're staying to our required time of noon, so that's nice. But
we're just hurriedly trying to get everything done. It's just rough on a Monday.
It's a cluster. So besides awesome sexual harassment training, what do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
Well, I want to give a shout out to my little Lucy, my little girls in a Veterans Day program that I'm missing and I'm having major FOMO. And
wait, she's a vet?
They're honoring our veterans.
Cool.
Thank you so much for all those who have served, are serving for Veterans Day. But my mom, Kiki, coming through, and she is at the program sending me pics and videos. So anyway, after this, I'm going to run and I'm going to try to work out and then go get food and all the things Monday fun day. I just got back from from Miami late last night, so I'm just like, where am I? What day is it?
I was in Miami, Trick.
I was, and it was 87 and sunny.
Wow, yeah, it's going to get cold today. Snow in the central Indiana area, like in Indy, we could get 1 to 2 inches. It's going to be around noon or one-ish, where it kind of transitions from a rain to a snowy mix. Be careful. There's a winter weather advisory. Liv, what do you got going on today?
I have my job directly after this, but we have that two-hour meeting. Then literally right after that, I'm going to have to run out and go to my second job at Cycle Bar.
Woo!
And then, yeah, I just have to, like, run some errands. I was tailgating yesterday for the Colts game, so I have just, like, little odds and ends I didn't get to do yesterday that I have to do today.
Okay, cool. Hope you get that all in. And Chops, what do you got going on today, dude?
I want to review some old emails I have because I'm getting emails from, like, brand ambassador people for Instagram. I guess they're saying I'm doing a good job on my Instagram, and the Real Night Food wants me to review their ice cream. And then FNX Fit wants me to be a brand ambassador. So I went to their page. They have like 200,000 followers, but they're all fitness people. I don't know if they want me.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
Maybe they want you to be like the before picture. I'm just kidding. That was a good joke. Come on.
Can't I also be the after picture?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they want to help you transition to the after
they said
picture.
They'll
like, give your money back if you quit.
They said they'll give me 25% off of product for life.
Here's the thing about Instagram we talked about today. They might be getting rid of likes, which is insane. So watch your profile. They're just going to start randomly.
Well, then go like everything we have on Joe McKenzie right now before it's too late. We'll never know.
Hurry!
Twitter and Instagram, Joe McKenzie. All right. Well, hey, we can't do anything unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.